Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, we are here. We made it through Lent. We made it through Holy Week. We commemorated the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. We stood by the Lord as he was crucified on Good Friday. We waited in silence on Holy Saturday. And all of these things have led us here. Easter Sunday, the Sunday of the Resurrection. Because some 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus, who had died upon the cross, rose from the dead on this day in the same flesh that was marked by his passion. He had the nail marks in his hands and in his feet, the mark of the lance in his side, the marks left by the flogging on his back, and the wounds of the crown of thorns upon his head. The glorious marks of his passion, by which our Lord paid for your sins and for mine. How did we get to this place? And where do we go from here? Well, the path to this Easter Sunday we proclaim every Sunday, when we profess our faith in the words of the Creed of the Council of Nicaea. We say, for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And so he did. The second person of the Blessed Trinity emptied himself of glory and took upon himself our frail human nature, becoming like us in all things but sin. He lived among us. He taught us with words from the very mouth of God, because he is God himself. And he worked mighty signs, each of which proclaimed to the world that God is in fact with us, that God's kingdom is upon earth. We continue to say, for our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. Make no mistake about it. Jesus did not die for himself. Jesus had nothing to atone for. The one who was sinless paid for all sins. As he died upon the cross, he paid for our sins and defeated the world, the flesh, and the devil. He was buried. As we hear in the Apostles' Creed, he descended into hell. Not the hell of the damned, but the hell of the just, where waited our first parents, Adam and Eve, the prophets, the patriarchs, all the just of the Old Testament. They waited for the one who was sinless to lead them forth from the domain of death. And our Lord defeated Satan upon his own ground and threw him from his throne. But on this day, the third day, he rose in accord with the sacred scriptures. Again, Jesus did not rise from the dead for himself. He had no need to. And yet, when he rose from the dead, he opened the gates of paradise for us. He defeated death itself, so that we would no longer need to fear it for ourselves or for those who we love, because we now know that death is only temporary, and death cannot defeat God's love. Death has no victory or sting. Why? Because Christ is risen. But the resurrection is not just something that happened 2,000 years ago. It is not an event of the past, but a continuing reality and a promise. Our Lord, being God, stands outside of space and time. His sacrifice stands outside of space and time, so that you and I, who are many miles from Jerusalem and many years from that blessed day, can be saved by it And that resurrection is as real today as it was 2,000 years ago. Notice that we say Christ is risen, not Christ was risen. Our Lord has not changed, and his resurrection has not changed. Through the sacraments and the many other graces which God gives us, we continue to live in him. And the resurrection is not the end of the story. It is the beginning of a path which leads to eternal life. And we are called by Christ himself to follow him. By obeying the teachings of the church, the teachings which Christ himself gave to the apostles, which the apostles preached and defended and preserved with their own blood, which they passed on to the bishops, and which has been guarded and defended and promulgated by the church down to our own time. Our faith is not a fad. It is not a new thing. We don't have a faith for the third millennium. We have a faith for all time, because truth does not change. Our faith has endured 2,000 years, and it will endure to the end of time. Our Lord has gone before us. He has ascended to his Father to prepare a place for us. And he beckons us to follow him, to follow his path in this world, carrying our crosses, to die in him so that we may be raised in him and see him when he comes to judge the world, the living and the dead, and the world by fire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.